in the name of thank you. You don't know when, and you don't know where. One thing you can count on, it's going to be all over in the morning. That's why it's so important that you get your business fixed. Because somebody in here got to know that morning is hot. Somebody got to know that morning is on the way. We fix ourselves up for futuristic living on this side. But you got to fix yourself up for futuristic living on the other side. We do things to prepare our future on this side. But we got to do some things to prepare our future for the other side. We have the Bible. I don't want to bore you long. I'm going to try to do this in a series that we can do will and the aid of the Holy Spirit. We're going to go in the month of January. We're going to go to the 8th chapter of Acts. And we're going to probably do we're going to do the first through the 8th verse. But we might deal with just one verse at a time during the Sunday night. See how God will work. Acts, the 8th chapter. I would just say amen to you for your neighbor. We've been out of tune for Bible class, and I pray that the Lord Reverend Gillery get us here on Tuesday. I'm going to allow Reverend Gillery too. Appreciate you, man. Have to say amen. And Saul was what? Consenting unto his what?
Yes.
And at that time was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, we're going to key in on the 8th verse every Sunday. And there was great in the city. And let's just talk about here, and I'm going to try to do that series. And there was great joy in the city. That's our key text. But we're going to try to walk it down from the 8th on down. Sometimes it's hard to find joy in the city. For when we take a look at our city, they're not like they used to be. And now it's hard to locate joy. Well, let me digress and let me come back at you another way. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. Have anybody in the house told the Lord thank you? Only taking 1 second. He's given us 86,400 seconds in a day. Has anyone in the house have taken time to tell the Lord from where he has brought you from? 86,400 seconds in a day. At least one second. second out of that 86,400 seconds, we could at least set aside time for a simple thing. Yes. So it's hard to find joy in the city. Well, Reverend, how do you spell joy? J-O-Y. But can you give me a definitional meaning that can bring joy a little closer to my house? Where we can identify and we can shout about it all over this house. Joy, J-O-Y, Jesus over you. When Jesus is over you, then you can find joy in Jesus. Because he's leading you, he's guiding you, he's protecting you, he's taking care of you, he's in the car with you. When Jesus is over you, then he's guiding your life. So now, have we changed the definition? No, but we have incorporated the Lord in our joy. Joy, Jesus is over you. Do I have a different now? Yes. Yes. Someone identifies the Reverend, he's over in. This, can someone say, not only is he over the Reverend, but he's all in? This joy that I have, I just can't keep it to my this joy that I have, I just can't keep it to myself. So now it's difficult to find joy in the city because now we have a chaotic city. We have a city now that no longer believes in prayer. We don't open up our communications in the city with prayer. We say, well, we're going to have a moment of silence. Well, I'm glad God wasn't silent at home. For my life. I'm glad he was speaking this morning as it referred to my life. Everybody else in the house, aren't you glad that he spoke in your life? And said there's a brand new day. December 1st. You're almost over. I'm glad he spoke this morning. And just didn't leave me silent. As we like to do prayer. Prayer ought to be a vocalized expression from the creature to the creator.
Yes, sir.
It ought to be a vocalized hallelujah where the creature is telling the Lord, thank you for his many blessings. It ought to be a vocalized expression where God is in the center of your praise. And your prayer ought to turn into praise because your praise ought to be incorporated with your prayer. So many things going on in the city. Now, children are raising adults.
Say that.
That's in the city. Kids killing kids, that's in the city. Mass shooting in school, that's in the city. So the city doesn't look like it used to look like before.
Yeah.
Now you got balls and cameras and all kind of things at your house in the city. When you used to have a screen door where it was bad. Maybe y'all didn't have that kind of house. But at the grind house, we had a screen door. A little thumb bolt to call it locks. Now you better lock yourself in, like you had to put locks in the city. And in the city, you don't know who you're going to find in your house.
That's right.
When you get back, so you don't really know what it is in the city. Here in our text, we dealing with Saul. He had not yet met Jesus. The first deacon of the church.
Work it out.
Is killed. Stephen was one of the seven. He was one of the seven that, when the text says, "Look out ye among you, search out and find out, look out that seven good men of honest report." Stephen was one of these men who was full of the Holy Ghost. Stephen was one of these men who became a victim, but yet a victor. Maybe none of you ain't ever been a victim before. Some folks look at me and say, "Well, Reverend, look like you got it going on."
Yeah.
But if you just know the story, I was a victim. You don't know the story. Sometimes we look at folk and we want to be like them and we wish we could, but you really don't want to go through what they've gone through.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hara Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
G-I.